You're listening to the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on The Ref. Thanks in large part to our friends at Bel Air Land, Arab Pest Control, Award Road Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, Mark's Barbecue, and Southwest Graphics. Today, head coach Mo Sutton will join us on The Ref to talk about last week's game against Jasper and this upcoming game against North on Friday night, 6:30, and a 6 o'clock start to the pregame show right here on WREF. We can't wait, so let's get started right here on week 3 of the Harrison Football Show. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on week 3 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Harrison football coach Mo Sutton is here on The Ref talking about last week against Jasper, a loss. Now, coach, appreciate your time. I know that it's never fun when you lose a game, but what did you guys take away from this game against Jasper as you continue to build and progress in 2025?
One of the things is, you know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Yeah.
We started our first offensive drive with 3 penalties, and, you know, that hurt us. And they earned the first touchdown. You know, they drove over 80 yards for the first touchdown, which is just plain out football. You know, they earned it. You know, some of the other ones, you know, they were gifts. We tipped the ball. We might have messed up some coverage here and there. And, you know, the score just got away from us. You know, and the main thing is we have to do what we do and take care of our responsibilities. And, you know, that'll be a difference maker for us when we can get that on track.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the penalties, and special teams at times is really good for you guys. I know you had the nice kickoff return to begin the game, and then you had the block point after attempt in that first quarter as well. But looking at how the penalties set you guys up in the first quarter, or lack thereof, right? You mentioned the idea of shooting yourselves in the feet. What do you as a coaching staff do to address penalty concerns, especially off the jump in the first quarter?
Well, again, I think a lot of it was nerves, and I talk about coming out of the locker room or getting off the bus mentally prepared. And, you know, we had a two-year starter jump off sides. I don't want to single anybody out, but, you know, you can only attribute that to nerves in a sense. But nerves can be a good thing. That means he cares about what's going on. If he didn't have any nervousness or butterflies in his belly, that means he probably didn't care. So, you know, his nerves, you know, were bad. And, you know, you got there again, they're 15 to 18 year old kids. So you never know what goes through their mind. And as a coach, you got to try to rein them in and get them focused on the mission at hand. So, you know, again, you know, we talked to them about being mentally prepared and blocking out any distractions and knowing what you got to do and just going out and executing. So, you know, we show it to them on film a couple times a week. So, you know, again, we do our part. And, you know, I always say this, the game plan's in and, you know, the hay's in the barn. Now the kids got to go out and execute.
Let's talk about the defense. I know that Jasper's offense looks a lot different than it has in years past. They used to be an option team, and now they're throwing the ball a little bit more, probably should say a lot more. So how did that change, that wrinkle, adapt to what you guys tried to do defensively and ultimately what needs to be fixed from the defense?
I think, you know, we have, again, a lot of first-year starters out there for us and a lot of inexperienced kids. And, you know, they sometimes, you know, again, they're kids. They get confused on man coverage and where their zones are, you know, and kind of hard. It's hard to teach at times, you know, the difference between cover one, cover two, cover three, cover four, and where they're supposed to be on the field. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, some of our kids folded under a little pressure there and got confused. But, you know, again, we just got to rep it in practice and keep going until they get it.
Again, this is week three of the Harrison Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app with head coach Mo Sutton. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. The Harrison Football Show continues right here on The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on week three of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Parker Seymour, the senior kicker and also goalkeeper for Harrison Soccer, joins us right here on WREF. Hey, Parker, really appreciate your time. How are we doing?
Doing well. How about yourself, sir?
All good. I really appreciate you doing this. And, well, I'm very interested in what you have going on for the fall. Now, I know that kicker and for the football team and goalkeeper for the soccer team, not necessarily the rarest combination, but even still, to balance two different sports, two different teams, that's not easy. How have you been doing it in this fall season?
Doing well. Both teams working real hard to get some wins this year. Everyone's out on the field working hard on both sides. Football team's out working hard, so is the soccer team, and just lots of games, lots of time on the field.
how naturally does it come to you to kick a football through those goalposts and in pressure situations with pads, with guys coming at you? How natural is that, and how much do you really have to practice and train to do the thing on the football field?
It's a hard correlation. I'm definitely trying to find the balance, you know, switch over the kicking ability to a football. It's hard, fun, but as long as everyone does their job right and I do my part, just hope things go through the uprights.
Now, I'm sure that I know it's very different for you than it ever was for me. When I played goalkeeper in rec soccer, I was the goalkeeper, not because I was a great goalie, but because the only thing I can do with my feet was put my right foot in front of my left foot in front of my right. I could walk without tripping, not necessarily run. So for you, your foot skills, your footwork, and your kicking ability far exceeds mine, and so it has nothing to do with your goalkeeping ability, but I'm kind of curious, how much is the bragging rights or the talking with the actual the field players, the strikers, the midfielders on the soccer team, when you make a field goal in football and you kind of say, hey, you see, I can kick too. I can do that thing that you always do on the soccer field as well. Don't forget about me.
You know, it's pretty fun. It's always nice to be good at what you try to be good at, and everyone's pretty appreciative of each other and try to cheer each other on. So it's definitely fun to bring a sense of more success to practice or something like that, especially after a football game.
How do you split your time when it comes to actual practice during the week?
So normally I try to get out on the football field a few times a week. I haven't been as good about it this year, that's for sure. I was definitely out there more last year just because different like times. But I normally try to get out there either on my own time or with the team a bit on the football side. But soccer is definitely every day. And then on Fridays I leave soccer early to go to Friday pregame basically. And then, but like this week, let's see, I have for the rest of September, I have 3 soccer games a week followed by a Friday night football game.
Mm. I mean, that's a grind, and not only are those football games, you know, in and of themselves stressful and stressing on your legs, and it's an athletic feat, right? They're all road games. How different is it kicking at home versus on the road?
You know, it's not as different as I normally expected. I've gotten better about just translating the same thing to each field. Some turfs are different. Some are more new than others, that kind of thing. But for the most part, it doesn't feel all that much different depending on the field.
I've got one more question for you, Parker. Really appreciate you taking the time. Now, for me, I like to play golf, and in my head, I've got a bit of a checklist, things to remember fundamentally. In soccer, I'd imagine that you don't get to run through your checklist as much as you would like to because, you know, ball's coming at you. You don't know exactly when or where it's coming. In football, with the ball basically on a tee for you, so to speak, with the holder and field goal before the snap, I guess you have the ability to go through a mental checklist. Do you have one? And if you do, could you share it with us?
Yeah, I mean, let's think. So kickoff, I do my 10 yards back, which is pretty standard, a few steps to the left. It normally depends on, like, what felt right that week. And then, you know, look for the open space on the field and then find where to put it. Normally coaches, like, tell me where they would prefer it. But for the most part, just don't put it where there's a body. And then field goals. Pretty much, like, definitely checklist oriented. Do my 3 steps back, 2 to the left, and then look at my holder, get that dialed in, and then we just get going from there. Hope it goes in.
Hey, Parker, I really appreciate you taking the time. Congrats on the couple of field goals you hit last week, and looking forward to seeing what you do this upcoming week against North. That's the game of the week right here on WREF, so we'll have the action on 97.7. Thanks again, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You got it. This is week 3 of the Harrison Football Show. Don't go anywhere. Head coach Mo Sutton rejoins the program in a moment, talking about the Huskies when we return on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. 2-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Summertime means fun with family and friends, whether it's a weekend picnic or you're planning a wedding. No matter the event, when it comes to the food, Mark's Barbecue has a full catering menu from all the appetizers to a full menu with plenty of sides, and they can also bring the dessert. For a large gathering, get the whole hog. This summer, let Mark's Barbecue cater your next get-together, and for your convenience, they are open both Saturday and Sunday, closed on Monday. Locally owned and operated for more than 50 years, Mark's Barbecue, 3119 West Maryland Street. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Wrapping up shop on week three of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is Brad Klein with you. Mo Sutton, the head coach of Harrison Football, is here on the ref. Now talking about the Warriors and their upcoming matchup on Friday night against the Huskies of North. We're excited to have that game right here on WREF, a 6:30 kick and a 6 o'clock pregame show. So, Coach, run the crystal ball for us, the people listening on the ref right now. What should they expect to hear on Friday night when Toe meets Ball at 6:30?
Well, we're going to give them our best shot. You know, again, we got to make some – we made some changes on defense. So, you know, that's going to be the main thing. Hopefully, you know, we'll keep the score pretty close and put some points up on offense. That's our goal.
You mentioned the idea of changes on defense. What are the changes, and how difficult is it to make those kind of adjustments, not mid-year because we're not quite in the middle of the season, but during the season?
Well, again, I mean, we've had some kids nicked up, some kids out. So we're going to, you know, sub some different kids in and make some substitutions here and there. So we'll see how we line up, you know, this week, against North. It won't be the not necessarily the same group, so we'll see. We always have to make in-game substitutions. We've made a few during practice just to see if so-and-so could play here or play there or what would be the best suit for some of our kids. I mean, some of our kids, such as playing inside on the D-line. Some of our kids play better on the edge. So, you know, just going from a D-tackle to a defensive end may be a change here and there on some different plays down the distance.
Is there anything that surprised you from the film against or between North and Memorial from last week?
Well, Memorial runs an offense similar to ours. I know that, you know, North has a good linebacker, and they got some good kids out there, and you know they are who they are. They're big up front as they normally are. So I mean, we're not going to see anything different from them defensively. Offensively, we've seen a couple new wrinkles, but I mean they're going to come and play hard, and we just gotta match them.
Again, Mo Sutton is here on WREF Week 3 of the Harrison Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We know that going back to – we were talking about the offense against Jasper. Anthony Bavoni got dinged up a little bit in the first game of the year, came back for Game 2. Now, translating into this defense against North, how do you feel he matches up with his skill set, and what is your message to him? Because he's still a young quarterback trying to orchestrate an offense against a pretty strong Husky D.
He's a junior, so, you know, he's young as far as varsity experience, but, you know, he's been playing quarterback for a while. So, you know, I think the guy's more than ready to do what he needs to do. The first time coming out against Rice, he might have been had a little bit of stage fright, but I think he's over that now. And, you know, as he got nicked up and had to sit out a game, and, you know, I think he's going to be ready to go. I got all faith in the kid, and, You know, he'll go out there and give us his best shot. So, no issues with Bavone.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Coach, really appreciate you taking the time here on the Ref for Week 3 of the Harrison Football Show. Can't wait to do it again with you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. This has been the Warrior Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.